give me a certain cowgirl, bright as a star, sweetest one in all my dreams. Give me a trail that's filled with flowers and birds, where the mountains kiss the sky. Give me up in Topal and I'll yodel-dee-doo, let me live there till I die. Western gleam in her eye. Give me the sage in bloom and plenty of room and a billion stars in the sky. Give me the range to roam for us all alone and we'll watch the world go by. Give me a pinto pal and I'll yodel-dee-doo, let me live there till guitar and the western moon with its beams. Give me a certain cowgirl, bright as a star, sweetest one in all my dreams. Give me a trail that's filled with flowers and birds, where the mountains kiss the sky. Give me up in Topal and I'll yodel-dee-doo, let me live there till I die.
Hey folks, Mr. B here. I'm back up at the Homestead Suites in Tempe, Arizona. Although I've already given you one video of this facility, I have a different style of room this time, so I thought I'd let you see what this room looks like. So of course, you know where we're going first. We're heading to the throne room. Again, your standard bathroom, typical toilet, extra roll of toilet paper, plenty of towels, you know, standard sink type area, full length mirror, hair dryer. They don't give you much sundries here because this is one of those extended stay places, so you kind of have to go down and get them yourself, but I bring my own anyway, so.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the only nice motel in town. How long will you be with us?
Just for tonight.
Ah, very well, sir. You'll find it's very clean here. Just fill out this card.
Oh, thanks. Oh, look, it's dirty. Somebody's already used it. There's a name on it.
That's all right.
Well, I couldn't get you to believe my name is Mr. and Mrs. John Smith, could I?
Well, of course you could. It's nice to have you with us, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Front!
Hey, huh? Aren't you Mr. and Mrs. John Smith from any town, USA?
Hello.
Joe, boy, and this here's Ed.
Hey, I'm not really Mr. and Mrs. John Smith.
Well, that's okay. I'm not Joe.
Yeah? He's not Ed. Hey, fella, how about bending a couple in the doodah room? If you catch my meaning.
If you get my drift.
Thanks, fellas, but I'm kind of tired. Hey, desk clerk, can I have my key, please?
Sure. What about G7? Hit it, Jimmy.
Take it. I can tell by the pound your tie.
You're an American? Well, so am I.
Hi, Bub. Howdy. How do you do?
And while we're on the subject.
And while we're on the subject.
And while we're on the subject, I'll see your wazoo.
What's that all about?
What's it all about, Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith from Anytown, USA?
Well, it's about this long.
And about that wide.
And it's about this country.
About which we're singing about.
I was born an American. I was raised an American. And I'll die an American. In America, with our millions.
Yes, we've got a lot of everything in this land of ours.
And a lot of places to put it in.
And maybe that's where you fit in. Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Smith from Anytown, USA. Come on, big fella. Take this guitar, put on this wide belt and work shirt, and tell it like it was.
Give me that guitar. All right, everybody. It's a little song. Now, thank you very much. A little song I learned upstream in prison one day. Everybody sing along now. Ready now? This land is made of mountains. This land is made of mountains. This land is made of mud. This land is made of mud. This land has lots of everything. This land has lots of everything. For me and Elmer Fudd. For me and Elmer Fudd. This land has lots of trousers. This land has lots of trousers. Mousers. This land has lots of mousers. And pussycats to eat them when the sun goes down. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Stop!
Everybody knows when you go to the show, you can't take the kids along. You gotta read the paper and know the code of G, P, G, and R, and X. And you gotta know what the movie's about before you even go. Tex Ritter's gone and Disney's dead and the screen is filled with sex.
Whatever happened to Randolph Scott riding the trail alone? Whatever happened to Gene and Tex and Roy and Rex the Durango Kid? Oh, whatever happened to Randolph Scott, his horse plain as could be? Whatever happened to Randolph Scott, this happened to the best of me.
Everybody's trying to make a comment about our doubts and fears. True Grit's the only movie I've really understood in years. You've got to take your analyst along to see if it's fit to see. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
Whatever happened to Johnny Mac Brown and Alan Rocky Lane? Whatever happened to Lash LaRue? I'd love to see them again. Whatever happened to Smiley Burnett, Tim Hope, and Gene Autry? Whatever happened to all of these has happened to the best of me. Whatever happened to Randolph Scott has happened to the industry.
I don't like words that hide the truth. I don't like words that conceal reality. I don't like euphemisms or euphemistic language. And American English is loaded with euphemisms because Americans have a lot of trouble dealing with reality. Americans have trouble facing the truth. So they invent a kind of a soft language to protect themselves from it. And it gets worse with every generation. For some reason, it just keeps getting worse. I'll give you an example of that. There's a condition in combat. Most people know about it. It's when a fighting person's nervous system has been stressed to its absolute peak and maximum, can't take any more input. The nervous system has either snapped or is about to snap. In the First World War, that condition was called shell shock. Simple, honest, direct language. Two syllables, shell shock. Almost sounds like the guns themselves. That was 70 years ago. Then a whole generation went by, and the Second World War came along, and the very same combat condition was called battle fatigue. Four syllables now. Takes a little longer to say. Doesn't seem to hurt as much. Fatigue is a nicer word than shock. Shell shock. Battle fatigue. Then we had the war in Korea, 1950. Madison Avenue was riding high by that time, and the very same combat condition was called operational exhaustion. Hey, we're up to eight syllables now. And the humanity has been squeezed completely out of the phrase. It's totally sterile now. Operational exhaustion. Sounds like something that might happen to your car. Then, of course, came the war in Vietnam, which has only been over for about 16 or 17 years. And thanks to the lies and deceit surrounding that war, I guess it's no surprise that the very same condition was called post-traumatic stress disorder. Still eight syllables, but we've added a hyphen. And the pain is completely buried under jargon. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I'll bet you if we'd have still been calling it shell shock, some of those Vietnam veterans might have gotten the attention they needed at the time. I'll bet you that. I'll bet you that.
Just heard Steppenwolf, Never Too Late, from their third album, At Your Birthday Party. And before that, we heard George Carlin, Euphemisms, from his 1990 album, Parental Advisory. And that was preceded by the Statler Brothers, Whatever Happened to Randolph Scott. And before that, we had the Firesign Theater, doing Vacancy, No Vacancy, and an excerpt from The Lonesome American Choo Choo Don Juan Don't Stop Here Anymore, from their 1969 album, How Can You Be in Two Places at Once When You're Not Anywhere at All? Little interlude there before that was with Mr. B, a guy who travels America's Great Highways, doing YouTube videos evaluating the motels he finds along the way. All I can say is that it must be a special calling. And before that, we had Elton Britt, Give Me a Pinto Pal. Came out in 1954, and it's available on the Great Rounders collection called Don't Fence Me In, Western Music's Early Golden Era. I love that song. I love great yodeling. And we opened up the show with the theme from the TV show Lassie, which was written by Les Baxter. And that show ran for 17 seasons, beginning in 1954. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show, which happens every Friday morning right here on WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Right now, let's listen to some Randy Newman.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. The Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. And South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. Wear a Japanese kimono, baby, to be Italian shoes to me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
I've been in this town so long that back in the city I've been taken for lost and gone. Right.
taste, you know they suddenly rise. They started slow long ago, head to toe, healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Now, we come to the part of the show where we feature our brass section. You know what a brass section is, don't you? Trumpets and trombones and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a bad cough you got out there. And then I saw that Jaguar slide into the curve. Yeah. Yeah, I saw it. They tend to do that. Then what happened? And then I saw the Jaguar slide into the curve. I guess I found out for myself that night that you can get an awful sore sternocleidoid mastoid muscle looking at girls like that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And now we come to the Beatle portion of our show, in which...
Ouch, you're breaking my heart. Ouch, I'm falling apart. Ouch, 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 ouch.
When we first met, I must admit, I fell for you right from the start. Now when we meet, all kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
All kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
Ouch, don't desert me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, 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 ouch.
What is this thing called love? Why do they say it makes the world go round? Explain the way I feel for you, my feet don't touch the ground.
The way I feel for you, my feet don't touch the ground.
Ouch, don't desert me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, 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 ouch.
When we first met, I must admit, I fell for you right from the start. Now when we meet, all kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
All kinds of things, it seems upset the apple cart.
Ouch, don't desert me. Ouch, please don't hurt me. Ouch, ouch.
Ruddles, doing Ouch from their 1978 album of the same name. Neil Innes, who is also known as Ron Nasty and the Ruddles, is responsible for writing Ouch. You might recognize Neil Innes as a collaborator with Monty Python and the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Before the Ruddles, we heard Jan and Dean butchering their own hit, Dead Man's Curve, from the Omnivore Records collection, Filet of Soul, the Rejected Master Recordings. And Heroes and Villains by the Beach Boys was before that, from their album Smiley Smile, came out in 1967. And we opened up the set with Randy Newman, Political Science, from his 1972 album Sail Away. I'm Rick Clark, and you're listening to my weekly show here on WYXR FM called Air Conditioned. Let's dive into some NRBQ, doing April Showers.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So when it's raining, have no regrets, 'cause it isn't raining rain. You know it's raining violets. And when you see
I'd sit on the couch and pray.
Get home from work, get in a fight, sit on the couch, spend the whole night there. Get home from work, get in a fight, sit on the couch, spend the whole night there.
My dear, I have much to tell you. It's sad how we both forget the thing we had for each other way back when we first met. Let's put all the bad behind us tonight.
But you were gonna love me too.
If you wanna be loved, baby, you got to love me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. If you wanna be kissed, well, you got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be kissed, well, you got to kiss me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, a fair exchange of bands and no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, well, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Take it, well, no, baby, why try to give it? If you know you can't take it, well, then, no, baby, why try to give it? Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Well, fair exchange, affairs are no robbery, and the whole world will know that it's true. Understanding solves all problems, baby, that's why I'm telling you. If you wanna be hugged, well, you gotta hug me too. Oh yeah, if you wanna be hugged, baby, you got to hug me too. Oh yeah, cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair. Cause I ain't for no one-sided love affair.
That's Elvis Presley. One-Sided Love Affair from his great 1956 self-titled RCA debut. And before that we had Rosita and Laura doing their 1952 recording Esperando from the Arhuli Records collection Tejano Roots, The Women. Before that we had Amy Rigby doing Beer and Kisses. Now there's a love song from her 2002 collection called 18 Again. We opened up the set with NRBQ, April Showers, from their 2020 Omnivore Records album called Infrequencies. I'm Rick Clark, and you are listening to my weekly show that happens right here on WYXR-FM here in Memphis, Tennessee. How about some Rock Pile? Now and always from Seconds of Pleasure.
she almost flips when I quote from Bernard Shaw.
Isn't it true that little things can often be a big help to us in our work? Just as an example, thousands of busy Americans are discovering that chewing gum while they work helps them feel better, and as a result, they do better work. Yes, there's a lot of real help as well as enjoyment in a stick of delicious, refreshing double mint gum. Chewing this healthful treat helps relieve the nervous tension of these fast-moving times, helps steady you when the pressure of your work gets heavy. There's just something about the pleasant chewing rhythm that's mighty comforting and satisfying. And chewing cool, delicious double mint with its real mint flavor is a big help to a dry, hot mouth. It relieves your thirst, cuts down on your desire for tobacco, too. People who must work where smoking is positively prohibited surely appreciate double mint's help in that regard. So, friends, carry delicious, refreshing double mint gum with you on the job. Enjoy its refreshing help often. Now we bring you Gene Autry singing God Must Have Loved America.
Begging
What a lovely little song. That's Tom Waits live, doing Big Black Mariah from his 1988 Island Records live album called Big Time. I've seen him a couple of times live, and he's always great. Just a fantastic performer. Before that, we had a Double Mint Gum commercial with Gene Autry. And that was preceded by George Gerd's Intellectual Baby from his 1972 United Artists album called Son of Obituary. I want to thank John Baldwin, my mastering friend, who took some time to transfer the vinyl for me on that one. And we opened up the set with Rockpile, Now and Always, from their 1980 album, Seconds of Pleasure. I'm Rick Clark. You're listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens right here on WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. This next song holds a real special memory for me. I was in Edinburgh, Scotland, staying at a hostel in 2006-2007, the New Year's Eve Hogmanay event, and the first thing I heard when I got up in the morning of New Year's Day 2007, as I grabbed my coffee, was this next song, and it just sort of set the year off great. So here we go, Velvet Underground. I'm beginning to see the light.
I'll tell you. gotta get this in a start. Go rocking into the feature film. I'ma rip the seats apart. But if you got a creepy wall, don't mess me up. Yeah. Stop in the side street, baby. Give your heart a check. Well, don't mess with me, cause you might get my fingers around your neck. So if you got a dream, don't mess me up. Well, a big champagne, I got you, baby. You emptied all the drops. I think you tried to chain me up, but I had to make you stop. I take you to the party hopper. You sure to cause a scene in your red blue jeans. And we dance till 5 o'clock. I thought if you got a drink, you want, don't mess me up. Come on, stop like that.
Songs you like to hear. Last call for alcohol. Drink it up, folks. Wonderful. Nice to see you, Bob. How's it going? How's the kids? Wonderful. Nice to see you. Yes. Oh, Bill Bailey? Oh, we'll get to that tomorrow night. Yeah. Caravan with a drum solo? Right. Yeah, we'll do that. nice to see you again. Yeah. La la la.
The Mothers of Invention, America Drinks and Goes Home, from their 1967 album, Absolutely Free. Before that, we heard The Move, Don't Mess Me Up, from Message from the Country, and we opened things up with The Velvet Underground, I'm Beginning to See the Light. I'm Rick Clark, and you have been listening to my weekly show called Air Conditioned, which happens every Friday morning right here on WYXR-FM in Memphis, Tennessee. It's always a pleasure sharing music with you, and I look forward to catching you next week. Thanks for listening.